Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Students,
the young people age 13 to 18, with those whom I was facilitating the discussions, you'll be surprised at the decisions they made or decisions they failed to make that landed them in alternative schools or that caused them to be a part of a youthful stumble organization or community. And in that discussion circles and those times we had together, there are some things that were said that I, as well as yourself, would certainly understand. But nevertheless, because of the decision they made, they are now a part of these communities. They no longer be a part of the public school system. They were expelled, and also some of them have criminal records because of the decision they made. And in that discussion, my premise and my statement to them went something like this. It says, is that what happens to you is not as important as how you respond to it. What happens to you is not as important as how you respond to it. And of course, being of youthful minds, some understood and some took serious issue with that statement because they didn't understand, they weren't clearly listening. Because of their pliable minds, their immature minds, they was in one way offended. Some took me to say that what happened to them was not important. It just happened to me, and that's it. And that was pretty much the exact words of one or two of the people who were part of the program. And so I had to back up and clarify, teach them a little English grammar so they understand how I was communicating, what I was communicating with them. And in grammar usage, there's a phrase called simile, as or like or to be. It's not exactly what I was having reference to, but in a similar way. So going back to the statement, what happens to you is not as important as how you respond to it. I never say that what happens to you wasn't important, but it wasn't as important as how you respond to it. I say, you know, what happened to you is important, but how you respond to it is even greater important, because the way you respond to it, the way they respond to it, is with the very cause that landed them out of public school and, of course, in the juvenile system. And I think going back, recalling the conversations, we went away with the surprise admission that, yes, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Ben. And so even they have come from broken homes, and that was one of the statements. Because my mother and father split up, I was lost and I was distraught, and so I began to act out. I became my own girl, became my own boy, became my own person. I called my own shots. And that was a decision they made, and they made the wrong decisions. And they did some bad, very bad things and caused them to be expelled from school. Some even turned to drugs as an outlet because of the mother and the father divorced or because they came from a drug-infected home. Of course, some parents was arrested and they've left to move in with their brother-in-laws or their aunties or their grandparents because their parents was taken out of home and they were placed in orphanages, not orphanages, you know, at group homes, you know, placed in different places that they really didn't want to be. And going into the survival mode, of course, they made inappropriate decisions and it landed them in this place where they were. Oftentimes it wasn't their fault. They were young, 13 to 18 years of age, and they didn't know how to make the right decision in the first place. And so they were where they are. And there are those who had gotten raped. And, of course, that's a deep thought when you're in a discussion saying, look, what happens to you? That is, because you was raped, it's not as important as how you respond to having been raped. I know that would cut deep for a young mind, but we got through the discussion, and I think the application of it meant a lot more to them, trying to get them to realize that. Now, this phrase, what happened to you, it's not as important as how I responded, did not begin with me. Because after we had these discussions, I had to take them to a higher level, a spiritual plane, to let them know there's not some philosophical jargon that we were utilizing for our discussion, they had to realize that this was of divine origin as to what decision we make. You know, playing chess and playing checkers, it's always your next move. And depending upon the move you make would depend upon the next move of the opposite person will make. And so you have to make sure you make the right move. I know playing checkers one time as a youngster, I made one move and someone got a quadruple jump on me, and that ended the game. And only because of the decision I made. And so when we look at life challenges, it's significant, it's important that we make the right decision. Even when it comes to telling the truth or being fully transparent, what we do will determine what could happen to us next. And so I want to this morning take it to a new level, because I know that I'm having an adult audience, but we as adults and Christians in the body of Christ, this applies to us as well. What happens to us is not as important as how we respond to it. As I said, this is not something that began with me. It began with Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, and verses 43 to about verse 45, Jesus said, "You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy." Yes, this is the norm, but this is a response. Love your neighbor and hate thy enemy. That seemed to be reasonable, but not so with Christ. He said, "But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." And the motivation behind this is that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. And so when we look at things that transpire to us, is it significant that you have those who hate you? Yes, it is. But the Lord said, pray for your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Someone curse you. So what are you going to do? Curse them back. Someone hates you. Would you do hate them back? Despitefully use you. Would you do despitefully use them back? Persecute you. Would you do persecute them back? Well, that's the normal response from human nature. But Jesus has a higher standard, and he says, yes, what happened to you is important, but how you respond to it has greater importance. But I say, yes, your enemy did some bad things to you, but how are you to respond? He said, but I say, love your enemy. That's the response that Christ wants to have, despite of how you were treated. Bless them. We are to love, we are to bless, and we are to do good, and we are to pray for them that despitefully use us and persecute you. And so we know that Jesus has all the right answers to all the questions in the world. It's up to us to take heed and follow his suit. So I just want to give us this idea today. Going forward, what happens to you is important. Of great importance how you respond to it. Let's pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this moment in this time. We just know that if we trust your will and your way, we'll be better off than we would be. We know that there are tough decisions to make, and we will make a decision today. And I want us to use this principle that it's not a decision of revenge, malice, or hate, or ill deed, because we know that the decision we make, God knows why we made it and the outcome thereof. So we pray for your mercy and your grace. But we also want to give a prayer on the part of the Floridians who are being stranded and losing their homes, their livelihoods, and hopefully their lives. We pray that you cover them and bless them on this day and remain the days. Many are stranded because flights have been canceled. And we pray that things work to their advantage. This we do pray in your Son, Christ's name. Amen. Have a great day.